You're listening to the Business Intelligence Report, a weekly conversation about business news in Oklahoma. I'm Jacob McClelland, and I'm talking today with Molly Fleming. She's a reporter with the Journal Record newspaper. Molly, thank you for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So two different entities have submitted three proposals to the state government detailing what they would like to do with the 23rd Street Armory building in Oklahoma City. Now, this is a property that the state is trying to sell. But first, tell us a little bit about the property. What's it like and how many buildings are there?
The Armory is at Northeast 23rd Street and Walnut Avenue. It sits west of the Capitol Building. It was built in the 1930s and was used by the National Guard until 2010. The main building measures more than 72,000 square feet. It's an odd property. It has a large open space in the center surrounded by offices. The open space where the National Guard would gather has a floor-to-ceiling height of 50 feet. There's a space on the east side that sticks out from the main area that has a garage door entrance. The elevators were never used for transportation, but rather for gun storage, and it also has a phone booth. If you go there today, the building is filled with state of Oklahoma office equipment. The state issued a request for proposals on more than this building, though. In total, there were 11 properties, most of which have existing buildings. There's some empty land in the request as well.
Well, let's get to some of those proposals. The first one is from developer Chuck Wiggin of Wiggin Properties. What does he want to do with the property?
He offered to pay $1.2 million for 10 of the 11 properties. With the Armory building itself, he wants to construct 42 workforce housing units and then have a gym that uses the large open floor. He worked with architect Anthony McDermott of Tap Architecture on this plan. There would be a restaurant in the Armory as well. The other buildings would be used for retail and offices. The plan also calls for building a brand new building that would measure 60,000 square feet to 100,000 square feet. The size of that would vary based on office or market demand at the time.
Now, the other two proposals both come from Coop Ale Works. What's in their plan?
So in the first plan, Coop would purchase the Armory and surrounding 6.5 acres for $485,000. The company wants to move its Southwest Oklahoma City corporate headquarters and the beer brewing operations into the building, as well as build a 22-room boutique hotel, a 4,000-square-foot special event space, and a 7,000-square-foot restaurant.
Now, Coop submitted a second plan as well. How is it different from the first one?
And then this plan, they actually have a partner. So in his second proposal, Coop would pay $2.3 million for the Armory, surrounding buildings, and 13.4 acres, so more than twice as much acreage. It would still do all of the updates we just talked about, but it would also partner with Urban Realty Partners of Atlanta and build a mixed-use high-density development with up to 130 housing units.
So we have all these proposals. What's kind of the next step to find out which one of these plans could come into fruition?
So next, the proposals will be looked at by a 6-member review committee. There was some kind of requirements that not only that the plan had to meet, but you know what these plans would do for the community and for the property and for that neighborhood. So the committee will look at all of that. They could discuss the proposals more with the submitting entities, or they could negotiate a price. The winning proposals could be announced by June 15th, or it could be earlier. It could also be later. The design has to be approved by the state-run Capital Medical Center Improvement and Zoning Commission, the longest name of a commission. It does not have to be approved, though, by a City of Oklahoma City Commission because it is state-owned property and in a state-controlled district.
Molly Fleming covers real estate for the Journal Record newspaper. Molly, thank you so much for your time.
Hey, thank you, Jacob.
KGOU and the Journal Record collaborate each week on the Business Intelligence Report. You can find this conversation at kgou.org. You can also follow us on social media. We're on Facebook and Twitter at Journal Record and at KGOU News.